Republican Congresswoman Harriet Hageman's town hall meeting in Laramie, Wyoming got off to a rough start, and the angry mood persisted. Some people told Hageman they had lost their federal jobs in the recent weeks of severe cuts by Elon Musk's DOGE, the so-called Department of Government Efficiency. Hageman defended President Trump and Musk. She also defended her vote this month for a budget that most analysts believe will inevitably lead to deep cuts in Medicaid, nutrition, housing, veterans, and other vital programs.
On March 11th, I voted in favor of the Continuing Resolution, or CR, which extends funding through the fiscal year until September 30th. It keeps the lights on for President Trump and DOGE to continue their work.
More than 500 people crowded the auditorium. Some of them yelled profanities. Others shouted, "Tax the rich and do your job." Hageman accused them of being hysterical. She later attributed the outrage to the fact that Laramie is a college town, although many in the crowd were visibly older than most college students.
It's so bizarre to me how obsessed you are with federal government. But here's the thing.
Meantime, independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are on the road with their Stop Oligarchy tour this week in Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado. At a stop in Greeley, Colorado, Ocasio-Cortez noted that local Republican Congressman Gabe Evans has suspended his town hall meetings.
Your representative, Gabe Evans. You know that guy that hasn't been showing up for the last couple months? Maybe he hasn't been showing up because he voted to cut Medicaid.
The venue was packed. Sanders said 10,000 people had showed up, some of them in an overflow crowd outside. Sanders has been traveling to congressional districts where Republicans won by a slim margin last November to deliver his message against oligarchy and more.
But it's not just oligarchy we've got to deal with. Under Trump, this country is moving very rapidly to an authoritarian form of society. Today, we have a president who is undermining our Constitution every single day, who is threatening freedom of speech and freedom of assembly.
While Trump, Musk, and Republicans came in for the bulk of criticism, Ocasio-Cortez received some of the most sustained applause when she criticized Democrats.
And this isn't just about Republicans. We need a Democratic Party that fights harder for us, too.
Although she didn't mention Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer by name, activists and Democrats inside and outside of Congress were angered when Schumer and 9 other Senate Democrats provided the needed votes to pass the Republican budget plan. Some activists want Ocasio-Cortez to challenge Schumer in the next Senate primary, which isn't until 2028. Sanders repeated his vision of a country with Medicare for all, free public college tuition, a living wage, sustainable climate policies, and public funding for political campaigns. He also took a moment to slam Trump for his alliance with Russia's Vladimir Putin and to decry U.S. support for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who this week resumed all-out war on Gaza.
Trump wants to continue the disastrous policies of the Biden administration and provide more funding for the Netanyahu government to destroy the people of Gaza.
The war in Gaza was also on the minds of some constituents who turned out for a town hall meeting in suburban Chicago. Police shut down Democrat Sean Casten's town hall after a member of the crowd confronted him about the slaughter in Gaza and then jumped on stage.
When my people are being slaughtered, and I want you to stop funding them.
If you would like to run for office, run for
office.
That
is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You are the most soulless piece of crap I've ever seen.
That's your opinion.
Soulless. Soulless.
I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.